it's Stevie. Y'all already know what I'm about to do, cause I'm a happy dude, it's my favorite mood. Always feeling better when I'm laughing too. Healthy habit individual, you treat a good night's sleep like they bad for you. I'm a little sad for you, got it all mixed up backwards. Getting you all logged in, no password. Username Steve with the last name Master.
What is good? And we're back with the podcast. Happy Monday. Listen, open yourself up today. Open it up. What are the possibilities? Infinite. You don't know what could happen. You don't know what surprises are right around the corner. You don't know all these different things, and that unknown can be scary because our brains like the known. So welcome. What's good? Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy day. This is might be the last podcast of the year. I've done one, I think, every single week, and I started the year off with a daily podcast. I wrote the book that I intended to, at least got it started. I wrote the whole first draft. I have a lot more to do, but I did that. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, but that's not what today's about. We'll talk about that probably next episode. But just want to say it's been a fantastic year, really incredible year for growth. I've done so many things. I've grown more than I have the last year. And I remember kind of saying something similar last year, actually, because I saw this thing pop up of remember this memory. Like, that's what I love about social media, by the way. One of the greatest things about Snapchat that other apps don't do as well is it shows you like your memories of pictures you take. So it's really cool to see that. It kind of just like, curates them for you. So that's awesome. So reflect. But also today I want to talk about fear versus faith. And I know the word faith may sound just like a religious thing, but I don't want it to be that at all. I want to show you that you've always had faith in yourself or else you wouldn't do anything. And that the fear is just the other side of that. So whenever you have fear, you can also have faith. And if you can flip that, you're unstoppable. Long pause. So what I mean by that is when you go to do something, a lot of my listeners are going to dunk. But if you're trying to train or do anything physical or anything that you haven't done before, you have to have faith you can get it done. Because if you had zero, you'd be like, no, I can't do that. And now think of the things you aren't doing. The only reason you don't think you're not doing them is because you can't or you don't know how you can do it. If I told you right now you want $1 million by the weekend, you'd say it's impossible, right? But you just don't know how. But if someone says, hey, I have a check for $1 million, all you have to do is wait till next Saturday, You think it's possible. What the point is like if someone gave you a way or a path or an exact way to get to that crazy destination, you would believe it then, right? Now you believe you can do it, right? But that's the key to the unknown is the fear. So if you have to do something, if you're trying to achieve this goal and you're fearful, you ever feel fearful that you're not going to achieve it, it's just another opportunity to practice the faith. When you're going to train or you're trying to achieve any goal you want, whenever you have doubt, I don't know, ask yourself, what could I be learning from this? Over the weekend, I had a flat tire. And the second I got the flat tire, I knew I was going to have to practice patience because I had all these plans for the day and I had to let go of them. And a good friend told me this saying, which is really good. Suffering is just pain and resistance, meaning you're always going to have, if you have pain, whether it's a flat tire, you get hit in the head, you make a mistake, that's pain. We're all going to have pains, which is where you fall, but it's only suffering if you resist it. For example, if I got really frustrated by the flat tire, I would have been suffering all day long, but I had to accept it. Nothing I can do. So you say, okay, I'm glad you think of all the things you're grateful for, meaning you let go. I'm grateful I have this beautiful car in the first place. I'm lucky that I have the means to be able to fix it. I have the time to fix it today. I'm not going to lose out on too much. And even if I do, what could I learn from it? The patience, the adaptability, all these different things. And now you're in a totally different energy. And now you're not suffering. Now you're at peace and you still use your mind for all these different things you can do. Every time you feel the fear, there's a way to have faith, whether it's you don't know if you're going to have enough money. You don't know if you're going to make it on time, right? Time is a really good one. Are you going to be late to this event? Oh, no. Let go of that. Maybe you can learn, okay, maybe next time I got to plan better. Either way, it's only your perception of the experience you're having. It's not the situation itself because fear can come up in all these different aspects of your life, but the emotion is still the same. So what's the difference? It's just how you're seeing it, right? Because if I told you you're going to be late to this event, but then the event got moved to 30 minutes later, that fear would change. You would be like, oh, great, I'm going to be on time. the situation changed, but it's just your thoughts of you're still going at the same pace. You're still driving the same car. You're still in the same traffic. You see what I'm saying? So you're just in the moment, but what your thoughts are changed. Yes, the event changed and the time changed, but that what you're doing at the moment doesn't change. So that's the key, is when you're in the moment, it's how you perceive it. And if you could have more faith, you're trusting in this unknown. Now, here's the great part that I'll end it with. When you have the faith, right, you're opening yourself up to all these infinite possibilities. And that time one was not the best example, but now it's turning into a good example. Because if you open yourself up, okay, I might be late for this event, but it's okay. Now you might get a call that somebody changed the time and they delayed it, right? Or something else got delayed. But the point is, that's how you open up to those experiences, is by having faith that, okay, I'm going to be late, but that's okay. And I'm going to have faith that maybe I'll make it on time somehow. And when you have that faith, instead of fear, like, oh no, what if I'm late? And you flip yourself from, oh no, what if I'm late? And you flip it to, somehow I might be able to make it on time. I trust that everything will work out the way it's supposed to work out. And then you open yourself up to those other experiences. Maybe you're more relaxed. Here's a more tangible. You're more relaxed and you see a shortcut and you get there. Point is, when you have the faith and you have the trust, the trust is in the unknown. Things you can't see, but when things you can't see and that are unknown is infinite. There's a million possibilities that can happen. And I want you to be open to those, to receiving them, surprises and synchronicities. And by doing that, you will experience them. And I really, truly believe you will be in awe. You'll be like, wow. When you are open to it and you start to notice them, you'll be like, wow, it's amazing that that happened. I almost said, I can't believe, but I don't like to say those words because you want to believe it. Impeccable with your word. You could say, wow, that is such a beautiful alignment. And you just keep going and you keep flowing like that. And it's a really beautiful way to live that's been helping my life, that I feel so good. And you just get to have really incredible experiences. So have a great freaking week. I'll see you in I will see you in 2021. I can't believe this year flew by. Yes, this was the thing, but it was a crazy year. We'll always remember this year. It made us tougher. There was so much we learned. I learned that I can't breathe in a mask because it messes up my neck muscles. So, I mean, not that I'm still using it and stuff like that, but that's, you learn about your freaking neck. So have a good neck. Have a good year. I can't wait to keep this going. I'm excited to see what 2021 brings. I hope it brings you a ton of growth, and I'm excited for the first podcast of the new year. Love ya. Toodaloo.
Okay, back to me. Got lost up in my thoughts. Where are we going, man? You almost got us lost. Yeah, I'm working, but this don't feel like a job. I be cold with the poetry. They call me Robert Frost.
Yeah, Stevie. And I be binge reading these books. Ain't got no TV. I clean my bathroom and my sheets, I do them weekly. And I be calling mama off and she'd repeat it. And I take good care of my skin, bitch, I mean it. Try to stay guided by my heart and not my BB. Only competing with myself, I'm undefeated. And that's my ego talking, either way I'm Stevie. Hope you feel me, cause I'm really trying to change the world.
I'm a happy dude, it's my favorite mood. Always feeling better when I'm laughing too. Healthy, habit individual, you treat a good night's sleep like they bad for you. I'm a little sad for you. Mixed up backwards.